The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says enemies have failed in their schemes to divide the Iranian and Iraqi nations. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei noted the two neighbors' strong and unbreakable ties rooted in their religious beliefs and ideology. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the enemy's divisive plots are futile and the relations between the two countries will grow with each passing day. The remarks come amid ongoing protests in neighboring Iraq, which have turned ugly in recent days.
Let's bring in Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar, is joining us from London. Mr. Hassan Ali, thank you very much for joining us. If I can first ask you your initial reactions to Ayatollah Khamenei's remarks.
I think, first of all, the remarks were absolutely accurate, and the timing of the remarks was extremely, like, it was perfect and it was necessary. Because like you rightly said, there was an instigation in Iraq. There was an externally sponsored attempt at making a colored revolution in Iraq, especially during these times of Arba'in. And alhamdulillah, with God's grace, it was thwarted by vigilant people, shall we say.
So do you think, on that note, very quickly, sorry, do you think that it's a coincidence that for the past 3 years, before the pilgrimage, some of our viewers may not know that there is an annual pilgrimage, the biggest pilgrimage in the world. 3 million Iranians crossed the border into Iraq. For the past 3 years, 1 month before this pilgrimage starts, there have been protests. Is that a coincidence?
Of course it's not a coincidence. This is deliberately orchestrated because America can't really afford America, stroke Israel, stroke Saudi Arabia. It's all this axis of the real axis of evil. Cannot cope with Iran and Iraq being close together, being friendly. They don't like any nation being friendly. They didn't like it when Iran and Syria were friendly. And, you know, they still don't like it that Iran, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, these all countries are friendly. They don't like it because the moment you have a bunch of countries who are essentially non-aligned away from the American ideology, and they come together, this is a major threat to America because it means that America's little games in the region will no longer hold any water. They will be thwarted. And this is exactly what happened. Like you, as you rightly said, for the past few years, just prior to the Arba'in pilgrimage, the Arba'in march, there has been some semblance of a, you know, protest. And I mean, we have to say one thing. There is some truth to the protest. There are things that the Iraqi government needs to organize. Just like in Syria when the protest started back in, I believe it was 2011, or, you know, at the beginning of the so-called Arab Spring. Yes, there was some legitimate concerns, and the people had some legitimate, real legitimate options. But when such protests are used by unscrupulous and evil agents to create riots, to create arson, to create fighting, to create problems, then of course this is orchestrated from the outside. And this actually is, you know, with America and such countries saying that they care about the Iraqi people or the Syrian people, all of these people, if they actually did, they would back off and they would let the people make their legitimate protest to the government and engage in the dialogue that the governments of all the countries have said that we're ready to talk to. Right. But America instead comes in and creates more and more problems and, you know, adds fuel to a fire, plays on naive people, unfortunately, and also some agent provocateurs, people, sadly, who succumb to bribery. But alhamdulillah, this has been firmly stopped. I also have information, I'm sure you guys know this as well, that there has been an attempt at making a coup d'etat in Iraq to impose some sort of military, unscrupulous military person in lieu of the currently elected government. Regardless of how many problems this currently elected government has, it's still elected, it's still democratic. So America is trying all of these games because they don't want Iraq and Iran to come together as friends, not as like one big super state, which is the theory that I'm sure they'll start making, but as friends, as countries that have shared ideology, that have shared heritage, that have a good background, that have a shared belief system, and that have both got holy places for all of the Muslims. And they don't want this. They have a big problem with this because at the end of the day, it works against their agents in the region, such as so-called Israel and so-called Saudi Arabia. Sorry, you were saying.
Sorry. As you quite rightly mentioned, let's not take anything away from the legitimate demands of the Iraqi protesters. But looking at it in the wider picture, and in the sense when Iraq, when Daesh took over Iraq, it was Iran that was the first on the ground to advise Iraqi military to resist the Daesh invasion, whereas the US came after about 15 months later. And now it now that the there are sanctions and the so-called maximum pressure campaign on Iran, Iraqi officials say it's now time to return the favor. Do you
say, I agree.
And Iraqi officials are also saying that there's pressure, as you mentioned yourself, from the Americans to stop supporting Iran. What do you make of do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, America is attempting to apply pressure on the government of Iraq and to play its games. We know that America allowed Israel to operate in the northern portions of Iraq to create attacks against the popular mobilization units, the Shabi. We know that America is essentially a problem maker, a troublemaker, a mischief monger anywhere it goes. Ayatollah Khamenei, you know, just released a video this evening, where his website is saying that wherever America goes, it creates problems, it creates division, it creates fratricide, it creates all manner of problems wherever it touches. It's like this agent of evil that just promotes evil everywhere. And now that the Iraqi government has said, look, you know, we think America, you know, thank you very much, but now it's time for you to leave, all of these problems suddenly start. When, you know, Hashda Shaabi make a point that saying that, look, we know it was Israel that made this attack, the Iraqi government concurs. They have, you know, the Americans are getting, they're getting pummeled in the entire region. They're achieving no success. They have had no success in any military adventure. They've killed a lot of people, but they've had no real success in any military or diplomatic adventure. And America is panicking now because its allies and its stooges in the region are being essentially taken out. I mean, the whole idea of Saudi Arabia, which is armed to the teeth with the most expensive weapons from America and Israel, it can't stand up against the, you know, the anger of the Yemeni people with their sandals and their sticks, and it can't defeat them. This is, you know, testimony to the fact that you cannot defeat the will of a people. You know, if we have to just go back to the eight-year war that Iran fought. Iran was fighting the entire world during that eight-year war, which we call the sacred defense. And Iran came out, you know, prevailing, held head up high. Whereas Saddam, well, you know, he's a relic of history now, and not in a very pleasant way. So America is trying all of these games. It will continue to apply pressure. But I think the Iraqi government need to stay firm, and they need to turn around and say to America, look, leave. If you don't leave, then, you know, we'll politely make you leave. And, you know, we'll even buy you first-class tickets. Go. Because Iraq rightly says that now it is time to return the favor. Iran is under extreme pressure financially, economically, and Iraq should provide reciprocal assistance to Iran. We know Russia and China are doing so and will be doing so. From my information, Turkey is also looking at it. And I think Iraq is already doing stuff, but I think Iraq should also do more, because this is how, like, the brotherhood of countries, the brotherhood of people works, and not through, you know, through force and coercion and stuff like America does things.
And very quickly touching on the Iraqi protests back again, there was a Iraqi brigadier general today stated that he would know that the US has put six demands on the Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mehdi. One of them is to distance the Iraqi relations with China. One of them is to take the arms away from the Hashda Shaabi, which Iraqi officials are already working on that. One of them is to stay silent on the Israeli drone strikes on the Hashda Shaabi positions. One of them is to join the campaign against Iran. One of them is to prevent the opening of the Al Qa'im Al Bukamal border crossing, which Iraq went ahead. One of the Adel Abdel Mehdi has refused all of those requests. Is it a coincidence that the protesters are coming out chanting for a change of the government, and not saying one word about the Israeli airstrikes on its territorial integrity, on its
territorial
independence?
You're absolutely right. I mean, this is like a rerun of Operation Ajax, where when the government of a given country doesn't succumb and doesn't bend the knee to America, America sends agent provocateurs in and pays a few sadly weak-minded people to create riots and to create problems and make such slogans as, you know, the people want the government to go down, but the people want the government to go down. Why? What do they want? They want America to come in and exercise direct rule? What the hell do the people want? The people need to think before they open their mouths and start screaming and taking bribes. But of course, this is not the real people of Iraq who are saying this. These are people who are weak-minded, who have been carried, who have been taken in, if you like, into such such weak-minded ideas. And, you know, it's the power of peer pressure. And I think the Iraqi government is handling it, hopefully, really well from what I can see. They're handling it properly. I know that Grand Ayatollah Sistani has said that this needs to stop. I know that members of among the leadership of Hashd al-Sha'bi, they have said, and I know that one of the groups of Hashd al-Sha'bi, he actually made a very interesting statement where he said that they know exactly where this is coming from. They know where this has started. They know when it was all instigated. All of this information is available online. So,
Mr. Hassan Ali, I'm afraid I'm going to have to end it there. We've run out of time. I'm afraid. Excuse me.
No problem.
Shabir Hassan Ali, the activist and Islamic scholar, joining us from London.